Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is Soundhouse Options. I'm Sherry Edwards here with you today to talk about some exciting things and some threatening things. That music you just heard was La Ciel by James Marshall, and it's about helping you get rid of any kind of invading pathogen you've been threatened by. You can download that at musicmanjimmy.com. On this show, we usually have lots of questions and we bring you information about how to use sound in your life to have a better life. We're brought to you from the Institute of Bioacoustic Biology, nonprofit registered 501c3. They have asked me to play a, I don't know, it's not really an advertisement. They're looking for people who have gout, so they've prepared this for me. So, have a listen.
Are you suffering from the painful symptoms of gout? Sound Health Alternatives, based in Albany, Ohio, is looking for individuals with gout who want to continue with normal eating habits and lifestyles pain-free. If you have gout and want it gone, this study could change your life. If interested, please contact Sound Health at 740-698-9119. Sound Health is a registered nonprofit 501c3.
Well, that was kind of neat. We are doing some research on gout. It's one of the easiest things that we do. It's a form of arthritis, and it's very, very painful. It's caused by the body's inability to use proteins and to also keep your temperature up. Sometimes it is associated with thyroid issues. We are going to be taking callers today if you want to talk to us about something. That number, 347-850-1407. And the chat room is open. There's a question today because we're going to talk about Obamacare. And I just believe that we have been Obamed. O-B-O-M-B-E-D. Obamed. Because there is so much insidious stuff going on that I just can't believe it. So we're going to talk today about some of the lies his administration is telling. We're going to give the frequencies for this Oregon fungus and tell you how we can show that's really man-made. We were sent a piece of information from Eileen, and it says, Happy Earth Day. New York PD trashes hundreds of bikes for Obama visit, citing security concerns that bikes might be secret pipe bombs. New York Police Department officers clipped the locks of hundreds of bikes along Houston Street this morning in preparation for President Obama's speech at Cooper Union. The bikes were unceremoniously put in the back of a truck, and there's a picture there, just thrown in there, probably damaged a lot of these expensive bikes. There was no prior notification of the bikes needing to be cleared along the route by New York PD, and onlookers were not given information as to what would become of the bikes. Happy Earth Day. It seems that the president is no longer your new bicycle, but New York PD's overzealous response to his visit is your reason for needing to get a new one. They're likely not take any responsibility for the damages. They don't care that people probably aren't going to get to work today. They're going to come out and find their bike gone because it inconveniences the president. At the very least, they could have provided notice. They have disrupted hundreds of people's lives with absolutely no concern for what they're doing. I think this is atrocious. We are going to be talking about other atrocious things and lies today as we go on. We're trying to broadcast to you. I did put the address in the chat room, but it wouldn't work for me. So this is the first time we've tried this. It worked in the practice session, but I can't get it to work today as I'm here alone in the studio. Mainly we're trying to give you pictures of what we're doing through streaming, because as we talk about vocal prints, some people have never seen one. They don't know what they look like. So hopefully Richard has posted information on the chat about the articles and about some of the downloads that we're going to be talking about. We've also made arrangements with this so you can see it on your phone. So you could tap into that address that's on the chat and see it. The Dropbox is drop.io/nanovoice, N-A-N-O, voice. Okay, we have a few questions that we want to go over, and then we're going to talk about this new fungus threat, and you're going to just, it'll knock your socks off what's being done with that and how clever they're trying to do away with people. And I do think it comes from chemtrails, so we're going to talk a little bit about that. Okay, first question. I read online that you're working with the Army. Isn't that dangerous, and what are you doing for them? Well, I think the people in the Army are not dangerous. I think the people running the Army are dangerous. And we had two wonderful people come here, take our classes, in hopes of looking at traumatic brain injury. Now, on the front lines in this stupid war, they step on these bombs, and the acoustic blast causes brain damage, but they don't always know on the front line who has been damaged and who hasn't, because from the outside, it doesn't look like someone is damaged. They look at their eyes or whatever. And these guys are very courageous and very supportive of their comrades, and they want to go back and they want to help. But sometimes they're hurt and they get a second blast, and then it sort of tenfolds the problem. So the Army asked us to look for a way that we could do a vocal print, take 30 seconds of a vocal print, and tell them whether or not somebody had a brain injury. And we were able to do it. We found 9 commonalities that come out when somebody has had a traumatic brain injury. Now, they haven't tested on the front lines. We don't know how long it's going to take to actually see this. What we need to do now is, unfortunately, test it in real conditions. The people that we looked at had traumatic brain injury from anywhere from a few months to a lot of years, but they gave us all traumatic brain injury people in the beginning so that we could create a template, and then they gave us other sets of people that said, does this person have TBI or not? But it looks like it's been about 8 minutes. I don't know not why somebody is punching them. And I am getting really weird noises on my computer, and I don't know what it's about. If that starts again, I will just mute the bell and see what's going to happen. Oh, some kind of autoplay is coming up. Got to cancel that. All right, that's what it is. My computer has decided to back itself up in the middle of the radio show. So when we look at traumatic brain injury, we can stick a microphone in front of someone's face, and we can tell whether or not there's been damage. Usually with other things, like we're looking for nutrition or a toxin. We did a study to see if aspartame was a problem, and it took about 8 minutes for it to show up in the voice. So if we could catch these guys about 8 minutes after these blasts, we would be able to tell without opening their head up, without taking a spinal tap, very quickly be able to tell if there was a closed head injury. And so I think that's going to be very helpful to the soldiers. The other thing we talked them into doing along with it was post-traumatic stress disorder, and look at that. So we now have two computer programs, traumatic brain injury and post-traumatic stress disorder, and we are going to share those computer programs in the Guardian project that we're doing. So we're going to talk a little bit more about that later. The only way that this couldn't be helpful is if we couldn't get a vocal print. And if it's knocked somebody out, if it's that traumatic, then you know you need to send them back to the hospital and off of the front line. So hope I answered that question, Amy. Okay, we have another question from Andrew. He says, I used a CD of the frequency 528 cycles per second. It was supposed to energize me, but it shot up my blood pressure. What gives? Well, this is an example of a little bit of knowledge being harmful and how people can make a fast buck. 528 cycles per second was put on a CD and given to somebody. Now, that's in the vocal range, so it's not as dangerous as if they had put it on a brain wave range, which is 64 cycles and below. But what happens with that 528 cycles, and it's supposed to energize it? Yes, it is part of the Krebs cycle, that number, or the energizing cycle of the body. But it is also the frequency of vasopressin. And vasopressin, when it goes high, if somebody has a tendency already to have high blood pressure, it will increase blood pressure. And if you've eaten a lot of sugar and you have a tendency to be hyper or hypoglycemic, when that sugar gets into the system, vasopressin is dropped into the system to try to bring the sugar back down. So I would say to Andrew, yes, you're probably getting a hit with the energy on the Krebs cycle, but yes, you're probably getting a hit on the vasopressin at the same time. So please go to Nutrasounds, NutraSounds.com, and have your voice checked. And most of them they do for free for people, unless you just absolutely insist that you want to be at the top of the chain here, and they'll put you on top and do it when you want to, but they'll charge you something. I don't remember what it is, but they will. Nominal, because we try to get this to people as best we can. Okay, we received something from D. It is not really a question, but I just thought it was a very nice comment. She said, what I like about your work is that it dissolves the notion of the inevitability of disease and the continued time and money spent to protect oneself against this inevitability in a very simple picture format. Once people are fed with this whopper of a lie, then all the rest of the lies will organically dissolve. That frees up the mind to embrace sovereign, self-resourcing communities. As it stands now, people who are already in this mindset are being kept on the fringes because the people's number one fear of detaching from the sticky healthcare spider web. So I think Dee is referring to not only our work here, at the Resource Center. My chair is creaking as I move around. Someone's sending me an email I'm trying to check on. Um, And the Guardian Network, there is a meeting this evening from 6 to 8. We have some new information that we're going to share with you. We've had our first meeting. The first meeting where we're going to give away the software is going to be on May 1st. So if you haven't received your invitation for the meeting this evening, you can write to me at Sherry, S-H-A-R-R-Y, on air, one word, Sherry on air, at gmail.com. And the email that came in, just came in, is an address. Let's see if I can send it out so that you can join us online and see some of what we're talking about. So I'll put that in the chat line. Okay, we're going to talk today about truth and lies and Obamacare and how we've been absolutely hoodwinked. You know, I just got an email that said, okay, here's the five big things that is good for you because this is what Obama's going to do for you. So they tell you that you can't be turned down for insurance, but they don't tell you you're going to be chipped and people will know everything about you, where you are, when you go to the bathroom. You know, and they've already shown that these chips cause cancer in animals. So what do they think they're going to do for us? And then they tell you, oh, well, this is great because older people who don't have enough money will get proper care. But they forget to tell you that there's going to be a ceiling on your care. And you get to here, and then you can't have any more care. And it's too bad. Just, you know, go die someplace. You know, the things that they say to you, we're going to make your country safe. But they don't tell you about the dangers of vaccinations. Those are lies of omission. Now, I heard a delightful lie. Not all lies are bad. I heard a delightful lie the other day that a father was visiting, from Ohio, was visiting his son in Florida. And he was only over the weekend. The father had to leave on Monday, and the father's birthday was Wednesday. So the father told the six-year-old, I'm going to change my birthday. I'm going to change it to today, to Sunday. This is my birthday now, and I changed it because it's a special day, and I want to spend it with you. Now, that's a delightful lie. It didn't hurt anybody. Neither does, well, Santa Claus. Maybe that's too commercial. That's a delightful lie for children. The Tooth Fairy, the Easter Bunny, those kinds of lies. But lies of omission to get people to believe something and to believe in something is not good. The truth should not require a lie to get somebody to believe it. Truth should not require that people take sides. I was reading a book about the Templar Code, and I'm talking about the Knights Templar and what they talk about in the Da Vinci Code and some other things. And this is a book, Templar Code, by Christopher Hodop and Alice von Cannon. And I'm going to look at pages 128 and 130. And this happened in France in 1310. And I'm going to go see if I can share this with you. Oh, it doesn't look like I can. I hope it has been downloaded to you on the chat room. Let me check that and see if that's going on. WebEx is not working for anyone. It says the site has been canceled. Well, I have another address that they just sent me. It is very, very long. So I'm going to send this over to myself on a different station, on a different inbox. Okay, here it is. Okay, I'm looking at it. See quoted text. Okay, that is not the same text that is showing up here. I don't want to take too much time with something technical. So I'm going to forward this over and then post it on the chat line. In order to do this, I'm having to run two websites, well, and two emails all at the same time to try to make this work. Okay, and I will have it for you in just a second. See if we can get a new one here. Minutes ago. Show quoted text. These are not the same. So I guess we're not going to be able to do this today. I will just go on with what I'm saying. I'll read the stuff to you. I was hoping that we would be able to look at it together. But I'm sorry. I'll just read it. It's not very long. This is about King Philip the Fourth of France. And he set a snare to entrap the Templars because they are not bowing down. They have money. They are a thorn in the king's side because people like them better than they like him. So this is what's going on. His aim was to destroy, this is page 128, his aim was to destroy the Templar order and confiscate all their treasures and properties in France, but he had to find a way to do it legally. The only surefire way was to accuse them of crimes so heinous that, if proved, no one would dare come to their rescue. King Philip's audacious plan was to arrest every Templar in France, charge them with heresy, and exact immediate confessions from them by torture before the Pope or anyone else could protest on their behalf. Philip's goal was to arrest all the Templars, subject them to torture immediately, and exact confessions from them on the very first day. He knew that the Pope would be livid over his actions and that church officials would be wary of agreeing to the kinds of interrogations Philip had in mind, so time was of the essence. He wanted to hand Clement V, the Pope at the time, confessions so damning that the Pope would lose his stomach for siding with the Templar Order. Now, the Templar Order was an order of the Catholic Church that was charged to keep people safe on their journeys. They sometimes accompanied people for a fee. They helped the sick, actually did duties of helping with the sick. Okay, I'm going to go on. The Pope reacted just as Philip had planned. His outrage over the arrest turned to dread and resignation as the evidence, in quotes, was presented to him. Philip leaned on Clement to issue papal arrest warrants all over Europe, which were largely ignored and skirted around by other monarchs. Very few trials went on outside of France, and there were no cases outside of the tortured knights in France of Templars who admitted to the charges of heresy. In an outburst of courage and remorse, most of the arrested Templars subsequently recanted their confessions and proclaimed to church officials that their statements were made under the pain of torture and the threat of death. To intimidate the remaining Templars, Philip ordered 54 of the knights to be burnt at the stake in 1310 for the sin of recanting their confessions. And it goes on to talk about some of the torture. People were slowly roasted, their feet first, and then they were handed the bones of their feet as they fell off. I mean, you think waterboarding is a problem. this guy wanted his way so bad that he did not stop at anybody saying, this is not good, this is not good for the people. He wanted what he wanted, and nothing was going to stop him, including bicycles in the path of his travel. Does any of this sound familiar to any of you? What's happening? Some one person or one group is taking over and doing the rest of us dirty. I think this idea of the Templars has some merit for our guardian group, because they talk about in the Bible about keeping the blood holy, the serum and the blood, all of it. And one of the things they do with vaccinations is take the blood and redo it in some way, and you're going to hear about that here in a minute, and put it back into the person. And they have exempted the Amish, they have exempted the Muslims, because this is their religious belief. Why can't the rest of us say, we don't want this happening to us either? Because there is definitely some issues going on. There's something in Florida I want to talk to you about also, but I'm going to play a bit of a speech from Michael Spector. It says it has timed out. I don't want that to be the truth. Let's see if we can get this to play. And he's talking about the denial of science and how vaccinations really are something all of us need. Okay, I'm going to have to reload this page to get this to work. So I'll go ahead and talk about what's happening in Florida as I try to talk at the same time and get this done. What happened in Florida is they passed a law. Here it is. It'll come right back up, I hope. And then I need to find the place where I was. And this is about Ted and Michael Spector coming up. So I am going to get the transcript and take you just to the one part. I have posted these on what I sent you, Richard. Can you post where these things are so people can find them? It's a great big long boy, I had this all set. I don't want to have to go through this again. Okay, here it is from where I understand it. He's talked about...
One person who dies or sees someone die of measles doesn't happen very much. Doesn't happen in this country at all, but it happened 160,000 times in the world last year. That's a lot of deaths of measles, 20 an hour. But since it didn't happen here, we can put it out of our minds. And people like Jenny McCarthy can go around preaching messages of fear and illiteracy from platforms like Oprah and Larry King Live. And they can do it because they don't link causation and correlation. They don't understand that these things seem the same, but they're almost never the same. And it's something we need to learn, and we need to learn it really soon. This guy was a hero, Jonas Salk. He took one of the worst scourges of mankind away from us. No fear, no agony, polio, poof, gone. That guy in the middle, not so much. His name is Paul Offit. He just developed a rotavirus vaccine with a bunch of other people. It'll save the lives of 400,000, 500,000 kids in the developing world every year. Pretty good, right? Well, it's good, except that Paul goes around talking about vaccines and says how valuable they are and that people ought to just stop the whining. And he actually says it that way. So Paul's a terrorist. When Paul speaks in a public hearing, he can't testify without armed guards. He gets called at home because people like to tell him that they remember where his kids go to school. And why? Because Paul made a vaccine. I don't need to say this, but vaccines are essential. You take them away, disease comes back, horrible diseases. And that's happening. We have measles in this country now, and it's getting worse, and pretty soon kids are going to die again.
Now, this is an educated man who wrote a book about something he had no experience about, He only read about it. And he had opinions about it. Now notice he talked about the polio vaccine. And he talked about the rotavirus vaccine that the CDC just took off the market. Now I tested this Michael Spector's voice, and he just is an out-and-out liar. I don't think there was one sentence that I found that where he didn't have some ulterior motive for saying what he said. Is he associated with the vaccine people? I don't know. There is a site called realscoop.com, and that computer program is made from our computer program as it stood about 15 years ago. And the people who took off with it did it from Israel so that we can't really go after them. But they can't look at the intention. They can't look at why this person is lying at this moment or what they're trying to create in the future. We can, and that's the paper that I've downloaded to you. And I've done it all through just the computer printout, not anything manual that I was doing. I didn't want people to say this was tainted, but there it is. Most of his speech is in yellow or green. Mental for a purpose. And his purpose is to convince you that vaccines are absolutely good. Now, they may be for the moment, but listen to the truth here. And this is, as soon as it comes up, this is Barbara Lowe Fisher from the Vaccine Information Center. Vaccination contamination.
Hello, my name is Barbara Lowe Fisher. I'm the mother of a son injured by a vaccine in 1980, and this is a commentary brought to you by the nonprofit National Vaccine Information Center. On March 22, 2010, FDA officials adhering to the precautionary principle told American doctors to suspend use of Rotavirus vaccine until the agency finds out why DNA from a pig virus was found in that live rotavirus vaccine. The FDA says there's no evidence at this time that the vaccine manufactured by GlaxoSmithKline and given to babies at 2, 4, and 6 months of age to prevent diarrhea poses any safety risk. The discovery that viral DNA is contaminating Rotavirus vaccine was made by a team of scientists at an independent research lab in California, where they used new technology to detect fragments of viral genetic material in vaccines. More testing confirmed that many copies of DNA from the pig virus were present in all doses of Rotavirus.
Well, I don't know why
Rex vaccine released since it was licensed in 2008, because the original seed stock used to make the vaccine was contaminated too. This surprising discovery was made after the independent lab used new technology to evaluate the purity of 8 live virus vaccines for polio, rubella, measles, yellow fever, chickenpox, rotavirus, and MMR. In addition to pig viral DNA in Rotavirus vaccine, DNA fragments from a bird virus was found in measles vaccine, and DNA fragments of a virus similar to monkey retrovirus was found in Rotatec vaccine. After the team double-checked their findings, they notified GlaxoSmithKline on February 9, who notified the FDA on March 15, and the FDA suspended use of Rotavirus vaccine on March 22. The FDA says it does not know how DNA from a pig virus got into Rotavirus vaccine or whether it means that intact virus is in the vaccine. They're doing more studies to find out. So how is Rotavirus vaccine made? Rotavirus is a genetically engineered vaccine that GlaxoSmithKline created by isolating a human rotavirus strain infecting a child in Cincinnati, and then using African green monkey kidney cells to produce the viral seed stocks from which all Rotavirus vaccine has been made. Because cow serum was used to prepare the seed stock, the vaccine had to be tested to make sure it was not contaminated with mad cow disease, a form of transmissible spongiform encephalopathy, which is a brain-wasting disease. An enzyme from the pancreatic juice of a pig was also used to make the original viral seed stock, and there's some speculation that may be how the pig virus got in there. There's another rotavirus vaccine used in the U.S. called Rotatec. It's a genetically engineered vaccine containing 5 human-cow reassortment strains of rotavirus that were created at the Children's Hospital of Pennsylvania, where strains of rotavirus that give cows diarrhea were combined with strains of rotavirus that cause diarrhea in humans. The reassortment viruses were transported to Merck, where master seeds were produced using African green monkey kidney cell cultures. Fetal cow serum and an enzyme from the pancreatic juice of a pig was also used to make the seed stock. There are small amounts of cow serum and monkey viral DNA that remain in Rotatec vaccine. A February 2010 FDA document listing non-binding recommendations for vaccine makers says vaccines should be free of adventitious agents to meet the FDA requirements for purity, and that residual DNA might be a risk for causing cancer or being infectious if it remains in vaccines. Contamination of vaccines with animal viruses is not new. In the 20th century, polio vaccines given to tens of millions of people worldwide were contaminated with simian virus 40, which was found to cause cancer in animals and is associated with human brain, bone, and lung cancers, although the government denies that those cancers are caused by SV40. There also has been controversy about the link between experimental polio vaccines tested in Africa in the 1950s and 1960s that were contaminated with a monkey virus called simian immunodeficiency virus, or SIV. Soon after the polio vaccine trials in Africa, the human immunodeficiency virus, or HIV, that causes AIDS emerged. Lots of questions remain about the failure of technology to screen for monkey viruses. Vaccine manufacturers have long used cell material that comes from the bodies of mammals, including vaccines in use and experimental vaccines that use cells from humans, monkeys, cows, pigs, dogs, and rodents, as well as birds and insects to make vaccines. There's always the risk of contamination with viruses and other microbes, or DNA from those microbes, that can escape detection. There has even been discussion among vaccine manufacturers and the FDA in the last decade about using cancer cells to make vaccines, but the risk of contamination with cancer cell DNA is a big risk. In searching for ways to make seasonal influenza vaccines in a faster, easier, and less expensive way than relying on chicken eggs for production, drug companies have experimented with dog kidney and human fetal retinal cells. But these cell lines have been documented to cause tumors in animals, especially the dog kidney cells. At a November 19, 2009 FDA Advisory Committee meeting, a vaccine manufacturer asked for permission to use caterpillar cells to make pandemic influenza shots. But insect cells can be contaminated with insect viruses that are hard to detect. The FDA committee on that day voted no. There are lots of questions about how the manufacturer of Rotavirus vaccine, as well as the FDA, totally missed identifying pig virus DNA contaminating the original seed stock and all doses of Rotavirus vaccine given to more than 1 million American children in the past few years. Is there state-of-the-art screening technology that is being used by private laboratories, but not the drug companies and the FDA? Why did the independent team of scientists who found the contamination notify the vaccine manufacturer first rather than also immediately reporting directly to the FDA? And what about the significance of finding bird viral DNA in measles vaccine and monkey viral DNA in Rotatec vaccine? The contamination of Rotarix vaccine is only the latest in a long history of vaccine contamination issues that require a re-examination of the way vaccines are made and tested. It's a wake-up call for industry and government. The big question people are asking is, why do drug companies making vaccines continue to use cells from animals, birds, and insects that can be contaminated with viruses and other adventitious agents that are hard to detect? The FDA was right to suspend use of Rotarix vaccine until they know more. Hopefully, this serious vaccine production and testing issue will be addressed immediately by vaccine manufacturers. If not, the next pandemic or serious health problem may be one that comes out of a vaccine lab. For live links to references for this information in this commentary, go to www.nbic.org. Thank you.
NBIC, National Vaccine Information Center. Barbara Lowe Fisher founded this organization from her own experience with her child. And if you'll look at the paper that I wrote about that speech and how the computer interpreted it, she's very upset about what the government has done. She's very truthful, and she's talking about these experimental polio vaccines had DNA information in it about AIDS. So long term, these vaccinations, and we're seeing it now after four decades, are really causing damage to our entire population, to our DNA. Read the two papers from the two people. Spector from his own intellect, Barbara Lowe Fisher from her own experience. There is not one lie, not one falsehood, not one intention to hurt anybody. Exactly the opposite in Barbara Lowe Fisher's printout. And I did it all. Why should we trust the government any further? They gave the drug companies $8 billion to create these vaccines. These drug companies are organizations not owned by the government, but the government gave them $8 billion to create a vaccine. You would think with that they could at least make it safe. One of the things that we are going to be doing in the Guardian Network is going up against this. With the computer program PREVAC, we're going to look at the damage because they're going to try to force us to do this. And we have a lawyer on board that is going to help us organize our network in such a way that, I love this, we are going to be a new order of the Templars that is charged with helping people with their health and based on the Templar belief that you shouldn't taint somebody with blood of an animal, we will be able to get exemptions for our members. I talked to the attorney yesterday, and he is working on having this work. Now, in the meantime, we have taken the little nano program that is free to you, nanovoice.org, and we have put together some information to show you if you have been exposed to this new virus that they were very cute in doing. Last year, we gave away the swine flu program, and in it, we gave people the antidotes. And the music that you heard when the show came on was more of the antidotes, and that's why it sounds sort of jazzy instead of melodic music, because the notes don't really go together. So we have created, and it's downloaded for you, to show you the graph of what's going on for this deadly airborne fungus in Oregon set to spread. When we did the swine flu, we were able to look at the antidotes and almost immediately give you back the frequencies. And those have been posted in an article called Countervailing Frequencies, and those were swine flu, and it told you what it attacks. Now we're looking at a fungus. And it's very likely that this fungus came from chemtrails. And inside this fungus, it looks like there was an incredible, deadly, man-made, very clever strains, six strains we identified so far that's come from this northwest spread. The strains are antidotes to each other. So when we put our paper out, somebody paid attention, and they knew that we were giving people frequency antidotes. And I've published a paper about that. Now, with this strain, the antidote is also another strain of the same fungus. Strain one of the fungus will attack people who have wheat allergies. Strain two will attack people who have cholesterol issues. Strain three will attack people who have arthritis and hormone issues. Strain four is going to attack people who have problems with MSG, eating Chinese food, and the inability to get rid of nitrogen waste out of the body. Strain 5 is going to attack people who have issues with glycine and neurotransmitters. And strain 6 is going to attack people who can't absorb calcium very well. All of the strains but one are the notes of C-sharp and D. There is one strain that is the opposite note of that, for those of you who have been following along with bass and reciprocal notes. So if C-sharp is the frequency that the strain is, its antidote would be G, six notes away on the musical scale, and you can see that on the nano voice for some of you who have been using it. So by giving someone the antidote for strain one, you are giving them strain six. Isn't that clever? Nature does not do things like this. But we do have an antidote. It's just going to be a little harder to get to you. For all of you out there, if you want to play the notes of E and A sharp together, E and A sharp together, that will give you some immunity. And the note of C and A sharp together will give you some protection of this. We have put this in a paper for you. I worked on it a lot last night. There is a little graph at the end of the paper. We actually need a preliminary evaluation. If you see the notes of C sharp and D very high and the notes of G very high together, that means you could have been exposed to this. Please get in touch with us as soon as possible. We will direct you to a practitioner. I have provided the actual frequencies to practitioners so we can do this very individually. With the swine flu, we could do it for you as a group. They have created something, a live fungus, that they didn't have to inject in you, but they certainly could look at it through chemtrails and get it to you. There is a man, I just don't remember his name, but he has found funguses and pathogens inside, I'm trying to read here and find it, has found these funguses inside these chemtrails. So this is one that we have a friend at the government database place, and I can't name them, but it's because he allows us in. But there are articles that show that chemtrails really are assisting the government to kill us off. And I'm trying to shift through some papers here and see if I can find it. But just look at chemtrails, or I will get it over to Richard, and he can post this whole article about chemtrails and what's going to happen. This is what we're going to be doing. trying to help people not have to go through this, provide them the frequencies that they need as we go on. There is another, that's my passion. Can you hear it, guys? There's another thing that just happened in Florida, which I just think is absolutely incredible. Florida passed a law that says to Obama, we're not doing anything you say. You can take your vaccines and put them where the sun doesn't shine. In its House Bill H.J.R. 37 and Senate Bill S.J.R. 72, and it's the Health Care Freedom Act, and it says, any law or rule shall not compel directly or indirectly any person, employer, or health care provider to participate in any health care system, and specifies people and employers can't be fined for not buying insurance. This bill does not ban federal programs such as Medicare and Medicaid in our state. It simply focuses on restricting the federal government from forcing Americans to participate in any insurance policy, public or private. Now, this was sponsored by the majority of their House and Senate, and the most wonderful thing about it, it's also sponsored by hundreds and hundreds of private citizens. And if you go to the article, Healthcare Freedom Act passed in Florida House and Senate, and this was April 22nd of this year, just a few days ago, you can see the listed of all of the local people. And I bet the Tea Parties, the local Tea Parties, definitely had something to do with this. This is about people standing up. And they even made a statement that the reason for this bill, we seek to reform in many areas, including transparency with private health insurance and providers, tort reform, and better accountability to those that abuse the existing public programs such as Medicare and Medicaid. First, we must assure that the freedom to make decisions as to what health care or insurance provider rests with each individual system, or stays with the individual system. We the people can contribute to bring down health care costs by making better personal decisions such as eating healthier, not smoking, exercising, da-da-da. Very good information. We got a statement from Jenny that just made a statement here. Some people are so unaware. Who wants to know who is friends with Paris Hilton? That's just stupid. People need to get a life. That's what we have to offer. Quality of life. Star Trek, she's part of us. That's good. She probably is. We have quality of life, Star Trek medicine, chances to get out from under the tyranny. She's absolutely right. That's what the Guardian information is about. And I don't know who's trying to send me a message here. I'll go back and look. I don't know if it's on the chat or what. I'm just trying to keep care of too many things at once here. I need an assistant, and my assistant couldn't be here today. So somebody is sending me an email about parts of this. Oh, it's about something different. So that's okay. I'd like to answer Jenny's statement, you know, about people being so unaware. I didn't know about, there must be some show or something about Paris Hilton's friends. We do offer a quality of life, and it's getting easier all the time. It's a matter of push a few buttons, and you're not threatened with this fungus. Push a few buttons, you know what nutrition you need, because it says in this little grid that I gave people, what are some of the things they're attacking? What are some of the things you can do to not even have this strain take hold of your body? Garlic was a good one. It fit into the numbers. Iodine, B3, which is niacin, pregnenolone, P-R-E-G-N-E-N-O-L-O-N-E, P-R-E-G-N-E-N-O-L-O-N-E. That's a hormone. That's hard to spell. But if you have high enough pregnenolone, it's balanced, and strain 3 can't take hold. Glutamate, which is an amino acid, copper, and glycine, which is another amino acid and helps with calcium absorption. So you can help yourself at the same time, and you can use the computer programs that we have available to you as downloads if you want to do it yourself, and we'll do it for you if you want. You know, go to Nutrisound.com and sign up. You know, I have been so stupid for so many years about this. Even though we could get rid of gout, we could get rid of macular degeneration, put hearts back into rhythm, and we even worked on the Russian space study with that. One of their cosmonauts had an irregular heart. We can look at all of this. But when I took it to our government, I took it to the National Institute of Health. I did a demonstration. I showed them what we could do for muscles and make them strong again. I showed them that we could get people out of pain for fibromyalgia. And they told me, don't tell anybody. The public is too stupid to grasp this. We'll take care of it. And what they took care of it was asked me to write a grant, and they turned it over to a pharmaceutical company. They tried to threaten me and say, well, academia won't allow you to do this. The drug companies will come after you. You need somebody to protect you. Let us do it. They wanted to keep my device. I stupidly let them do that. I wonder who they gave or sold that to. This is why we keep up every day doing something new here at the center. Reinventing, making it better, making it easier, because that's what people wanted. Make it easier to do. That's what we're going to share with people in this Guardian Network. I just decided that the government was not our friend. They, the government, are more interested in protecting policy, in protecting policy makers, than in protecting we the people. You know, they are about 1,000 people in Congress and running that. We're 300 million. We ought to get to say about what's going on. We're the one paying the money. They're taking our money and dictating what we should buy. This is like you're going to hire somebody and give them money to go buy a car, and you give them $10,000, and they come back with a wagon and said, this is what you have to accept for your money because I get to make the rules. And, oh, it's too bad that it only has 3 wheels. And there is rust on it and probably tetanus, but that's too bad because I made that decision. That's what we're faced with right now. Someone has to stand up. Please write to me at Sherry on Air so that we can get you in the Guardian Network so that we can get this done. Health for the people, by the people. Remember, not everyone has all the answers, not even me. Use your own intuition. Use your God-given gift of feeling what is right for you. Thank you, Jenny, for that comment. I am just absolutely determined, and the people who are joining us is just absolutely determined that we are going to get our way. We are going to get the exemption. We are going to be able to fight these funguses that they are artificially producing. Please read the articles that we have downloaded for you. Thank you for joining us. I hope to see you tonight at the Guardian meeting at 6 Eastern Time. Richard just sent me, please send the articles discussing the chemtrails and fungus. I will absolutely post it, and I will keep everything open until we can get that posted. Thank you, Richard. Thank you. Thank you for posting all of this and helping out with this. Okay, we just had a caller that wanted to ask questions. The show is still on, but caller, I just was about to open your line so you could ask the question. So if you would call back, that would be wonderful. Oh, well, it's not streaming, so they can't hear me. I'm sorry they dropped off. Do any of the rest of you have any questions about what went on today? We'll open up the chat here so I can see what's going on. Well, it looks like the chat window got closed for some reason. Start chat sessions. I can't believe that. So the chat is down. Okay, I have the chat back up.